Hello, beloved, and welcome to our weekly Bible study, where we are looking at spiritual warfare of the believer. And we are busy with study number 17, where we are going to look at our battle against the world. Our battle against the world. Before we continue, though, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in Jesus' name. And thank you so much that we can know that even though we are in this spiritual battle, every single day of our lives, Father, your word reveals enough to us so that we can know that we can be victorious, that we can be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us first, and that we can live in victory every single day of our lives. Enable us, Father, to understand this. Make the word alive in us. Open it, our hearts and our minds to your word. And enable me as your servant to teach your people, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now, last time, pardon me, in our series, we basically looked at the battle that we are engaged in against our enemies. Alright? Now, in this Bible study, we are going to take a look at the spiritual battle that we are engaged in against the world. Now, listen to John chapter 16, verse 33. This is what Jesus says. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Amazing words these. You see, what Jesus says to the disciples is actually, it's actually disturbing in a sense, if you think about it. Because without mincing any words, Jesus tells his disciples that in the world, it means among the people that the disciples went around and preached the gospel, in the world where we move around, in that world, Jesus says, among those people in the disciples' time and also in our time, among those people, he says, you are, in speaking to his disciples, you are going to, or you must expect to be persecuted, to be afflicted, to be tormented. The text actually says, you will have tribulation. Now, this word basically refers to specifically persecution of believers because of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know that the Bible teaches us the Apostle Paul experienced it. We read about it in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13, where it says, "Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations, for which is your glory." But the early church also experienced it. We read in Acts chapter 11, verse 19, where it says, "Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word of the word to no one but the Jews only." You see, what happened was Stephen was stoned to death. Why? For preaching the gospel. For the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's why he was stoned to death. And the moment Stephen was killed, it actually energized others to start persecuting the church. Now, in the minds of the persecution, in the midst of the persecution that was taking place, believers, they fled. And they fled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus, and they went to Antioch. And that, isn't that what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33? When he says, "In the world you will have tribulation." That's exactly what Jesus said. And that's exactly what happened. You see, beloved, when believers live in the world, and that's kind of as we all do, we can be sure that we will experience persecution, we will experience affliction, torment. Actually, we should be prepared for it. We should not only be prepared for it, we should actually expect it. Now, the only time, and I want you to listen very carefully, the only time that believers will not experience tribulation in the world is if we look just like the world. You know, when the world is not confronted with their way of living, you know, as they look at our holy conduct, when we do not confront the world with their unbiblical conduct, when we do not confront the world with sin and condemnation and hell, all that kind of thing, as long as we try to kind of please the world, or if as long as we try to fit into the world, and we do the things of the world, and we embrace the things of the world, we will not experience tribulation. But let me tell you, and I think you must have experienced it as well, the moment that you start living biblically, when you start speaking biblically, it's inevitable to experience tribulation. And the reason is very simple. The world hates God. They hate His law. They hate Christ. They hate the cross. They hate everything about God. That includes us as God's people. The world hates us. So as long as we just go along and look like the world, and the world thinks we are actually in the world, that's fine. But start speaking the truth in love. Start speaking what God's word says. Start showing out to others what the problem is in the world, and the fact that there's a problem with sin. Then you will see persecution will come. Now what we see in the world is the persecution, the affliction, the torment of God's people. We see it. I mean, there are believers who get killed physically. They lose their homes and their jobs and their livelihoods. They are stripped of their dignity. There is this physical tribulation that is experienced by many, many, many believers today. All over the world. From every sphere of life. And it's because they love Christ and they preach the truth. They preach the gospel. They preach the good news. And they fall into tribulation because of that. Now, beloved, even though this battle that plays out in the physical reality of many believers' lives who live in this world today, it's a fact. We can see it now. There's this physical battle that takes place. I mean, it's people who fight against other people. It's people who get upset, and it's people who throw Christians into jail. It's people who get Christians killed, who kicks them out of jobs and all those kind of things. But once again, we need to understand that this battle against the world is a spiritual battle. It's the Apostle John that reminds us that we are in a spiritual battle against the world. I mean, there are demonic entities, and what they do is they stir up persecution against believers. Especially when the devil has kind of a control over society. You know, like what we find in the world today. I mean, clearly lies are in control. You know, I mean, wherever you go, there's just lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. Which means that the people are acting under their father, the devil, who was the liar from the beginning. Now, when the devil has control over a society, what he will do is he will prompt his slaves, and I call it his slaves, those who are following him, those who are doing what his bidding, who are doing his will, he will prompt them to start persecuting true believers. It always happens like that. So the moment that the devil has control over a specific society or a group of people in a society and it's large enough, that pressure just starts building, and it normally ends up in persecution of believers. You see, the battle in the world is as much spiritual as it is experienced physically. Now we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. He says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Verse 5. "Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." That Jesus is divine. Eh? That Jesus is the one who became flesh, who dwelled among us. It speaks about the incarnation of God. All right. You see, now what the Apostle Paul, Apostle John makes very clear in this passage, is that the battle against the world is a spiritual battle. And the battle is only won through spiritual means. In verse 4, the Apostle John basically says that the victory that overcome the world is our faith. Now, beloved, it's obvious now that faith is spiritual, isn't it? I don't think faith is tangible. You can't touch faith. You can't feel faith. You can't smell faith. Faith is spiritual. Now, the Apostle John says that every believer, basically everyone who is regenerated by God's Spirit, now everyone who is born again, every single one of those people, which means basically believers, they overcome the world. Yeah, they are the ones who overcome the world. Remember, they have saving faith in Jesus Christ. They don't only have faith in faith kind of a thing. They've got saving faith, trusting completely, fully in Jesus Christ unto salvation. But it's born-again believers, regenerated believers. Every single believer has, how can I say, the wonderful blessing from God through Christ to be able to overcome the world. And obviously, in this world, we will experience tribulation, Jesus said. It will happen. Because this world is hostile towards God. The world is hostile towards God's children. The world hates us. So, I mean, we're in this battle against the world, that's it. But praise God, we who are born again, born of God, we can overcome this world. We actually conquer this world. We have victory over the world. We have superiority over the world. And that's not in a prideful sense. It's not as if we can walk around and say, oh, I've got the world under my feet. That's not what it's talking about. Right? Not in a prideful sense, but it's because of what Christ did. That's why we conquer the world. We have victory over the world. We have superiority over the world. John MacArthur also says that we have conquering power over the world. Conquering power over the world. It's amazing when a group of believers go into an area, into a society. Let's say it's a pagan, godless society, and they start preaching the gospel. Obviously, they're going to pay the price, and they're going to, there's some of them that could even die for the faith. But once they go and preach the gospel and people start turning to Christ by faith, and God saves them and regenerates people, and the group of believers starts growing, you will see that the world will just fold. The world cannot stand when the gospel is preached. The world cannot stand when, continue to stand when how can I say, when the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines into an area. But the problem is when the light no longer shines in an area, and when the darkness takes over, and there's only a few lights that are shining, but mostly it's darkness, then it's as if the darkness wants to just snuff out the light. It wants to destroy the light. It can't, because that light is Christ, is the light of the world. Eh? But I mean, at the end of the day, that's what Satan wants to do, is to try to get rid of all the light in the world, because he wants darkness in the world. But what always happens is, when there's light, it will always penetrate the darkness, and it will push the darkness back. And that's what we need to be doing as believers, specifically with regards to the world. We need to be the ones that speak out. We need to conquer the world. We need to have victory over the world. We need to have superiority. We need to use this conquering power that God has placed within us, because He conquered the world already. And we need to use it and go and preach the gospel, bring the good news, bring the light of the gospel, and share the light, share the truth, so that this truth of the gospel can infiltrate every aspect of society. Because if we don't, persecution always comes. Tribulation always comes. Right, so when John MacArthur says, and he says it so beautifully, he says, we have conquering power over the world. Beloved, it's not because we walk into the world and then we do what we do and as we think it's right. No, I'm talking about taking the gospel into the world, preaching the truth of the gospel, telling people to submit to the God of the Bible, to bow their knees before the God of the universe, the Creator. It is taking the truth of God's Word and confronting the darkness in the world with the truth of God's Word. Now, what it basically means is that we as true believers in Christ, those who are really, truly regenerated, we have what I can call, I read it somewhere, I can't remember where, but we have true superiority that leads to overwhelming success. John MacArthur says in his commentary that the victory is demonstrable. It involves overthrowing an enemy so that the victory is seen by all. So it's the believers going into the world, overthrowing an enemy, so the victory becomes visible to all that Christ is in control. Christ is the one that rules. Christ, wherever He is, when the light shines, the darkness cannot overcome it. And it's because of our union with Christ that we partake of His victory. We need to understand that. It's not because of us. It's got nothing to do with us. In the Greek, the word overcome basically conveys the idea that believers have a continual victory over the world. The problem is that believers, have become very worldly. We look just like the world. So how can we have victory over the world if we look just like the world? No, we need to stand out. We need to be different. And we need to allow the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to shine through us. We need to use our mouths to preach the truth of the gospel. All right. So what is meant by the world is our enemy? Well, beloved, the word basically refers to Satan's worldwide system. That's the world. Huh? The world basically refers to Satan's worldwide system of deception and wickedness. That's what the world is. That's his system that he sets up. And that system is set up in such a way that it's a deceptive system. It's a system of complete and utter darkness and wickedness. And we need to step in. Now, the light needs to step into that darkness. And Christ already did it. And it's as we move through this world and as we testify, as we live for Christ, the light of Christ shines wherever we move. Now, through faith in Jesus Christ, beloved, every single born-again believer is a victor over the invisible system of demonic and human evil that Satan uses to capture people's souls for hell. We are victorious over that. It's not because of ourselves. It's because of Christ. But what we need to do is we need to realize that the only way that this can become visible is if we actually step out and if we actually be what we are created, we've been recreated to be, and that is, let's go and be light. Let's go and be the salt of the earth. All right? And the world system, the systems of the world, the demonic system and structure that Satan has built up cannot stand. Especially if the gospel and the light of the gospel and the light of Christ is shone into this dark world. The darkness cannot stand against the light of Christ. Now, beloved, even though the world is our enemy, even though we are in a constant spiritual battle with the world, and it always has physical implications, don't get me wrong. Because, I mean, we've experienced it. It's been revealed to us, nah? Thing is, we are overcomers. We are overcomers over the world by faith in Jesus Christ alone. That is what Scripture clearly teaches us. And that's what we need to stand on with every fiber that's in our souls, everything that's in us. We are overcomers over the world by faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. And that, beloved, is amazing to know. So, the challenge for us as believers is to go and to walk by faith as overcomers of this world. So the question is, will you do that? Will you do that? Because at the end of the day, God has chosen us to go and be light and to be the salt of the earth. So I pray that the Lord will enable us to be exactly that. For His name's sake, for His glory, and to show forth the victory of the Almighty God and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in Jesus' precious name. And thank you so much for the fact that we know that the world is our enemy. That this spiritual battle that we are in is a spiritual battle against the world. But Father, thank you so much that in Christ, by faith, we have already overcome the world. And as we march into this world, as we bring the gospel, the good news, wherever the good news takes hold and does its perfect work, thank you so much that we can see that the darkness just cannot overtake it, cannot overcome it, because you've called us as the light to shine in the darkness, as the salt to give off flavor and to preserve. Father, may that be true in our lives. And that not for our sakes, but Father, for your name's sake, so that you may be glorified in all the earth, because you are worthy to be praised in all the earth, to be glorified in all the earth, to be glorified in and through our lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Thank you very, very much for listening. I pray that the Lord may bless you and keep you, that His face may shine upon you, and that He will give you His peace. Go into the world. Go and shine your light. Go and shine the light of the gospel. Go and shine the light of Christ. Be salt wherever God has placed you. And be victorious, for you have been called to victory over the world. Don't become like the world, become like Christ. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.